The first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament wraps up tonight. One of the teams taking the floor will be the Bulldogs of Mississippi State University. They take on Stanford. 9 years ago, Mississippi State advanced to the prestigious Final Four. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now, as he does most Fridays. And Stefan, you wrote a lengthy article in the Journal earlier this week in which you tracked down the players and the coaches from the 1996 Mississippi State team, a sort of case study on what happens to a successful college sports team.
Yeah, I think we forget that college sport teams are so transitory. It's really very much, you know, cheer today, gone tomorrow. And at the same time, we know a lot about the academic and recruiting scandals, about this pressure to win, about million-dollar coaching salaries. So I wanted to explore what really happens to a Division I program, how a team is assembled, what role academics played, and what happened after the games were over.
And to explore this, you didn't choose one of the Final Four perennials, a Kentucky or Arizona or a Connecticut, or a team that's been in a lot of trouble with the NCAA. Why Mississippi State?
Well, the year they made it to the Final Four, Mississippi State had the best graduation rate of the four schools that made it. And Mississippi State turned out to be, I think, reflective of what goes on at most schools in Division I. You've got a real balance among players, a few who are no problem academically, a few who are borderline, a few who wouldn't be there but for this pressure to get good players and win. It's not as black and white as what we usually think.
You write about the pressure that bore down on the coach of the team, Richard Williams, and you quote him as saying, "We needed one more player, even at this program, which appears clean, standards seem to have been relaxed."
Yeah, 9 years later, Williams says he does regret having had to compromise what he says were his standards. The main example of what the team did was the one more player that they got was a guy named Dante Jones. He was a high school dropout. He ended up in junior college. He had to take 36 hours of credits the summer before he was allowed to enroll at Mississippi State in order for him to play. The athletic director said if we didn't take him, someone else certainly was going to. And Dante Jones did go to class because he had to, but there was no pretense that he was there to be a student. He admits that now. He left Mississippi State as soon as the Final Four was done. He went to the NBA draft, and he's playing in South Korea right now.
The other questionable recruit on the team was a player named Marcus Bullard.
He was a 6'3" sophomore point guard. In high school, he had been arrested for trying to sell crack cocaine to an undercover cop. But after he signed with the school, he was sentenced to 3 years probation. Mississippi State reviewed the case and allowed him to enroll. He was doing great at Mississippi State by all accounts. He was a good kid, polite, well-regarded, a B average. But a few months after the Final Four, he got into a fight with another student. He hit the kid in the head with a gun. He ended up spending a year in prison. Eventually, Bullard wound up playing briefly in the minor leagues and overseas, but he wound up back at his home on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, got caught up in a couple other drug cases, and got sentenced to 12 years in prison, which he's serving right now. Now, despite all of this, the kid had a good reputation, and it does raise this question. Do you give a kid a chance coming out of high school who has a checkered past, or do you not?
Stefan, just to clarify the broader picture, most of the players on that 1996 team did graduate.
Oh, 10 out of 13 players on that team did graduate, and that's an exceptional record for a Division I school. Most have gone on to successful careers, either in business, one guy's in government, four are playing professional basketball, one's a recruiter for a historically black college in Mississippi.
Where's the program today?
Mississippi State has continued to maintain graduating as a focus of their programs. It has one of the best graduation rates in the current NCAA men's basketball tournament, and it does that in the same way that most big schools do. A lot of help, a lot of tutoring, a lot of pressure on the students to go to class and get it done.
A lot of pressure this weekend, too. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.